Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are broadcasting from beneath the sea, the 40-year anniversary of this dive show up in Secaucus, New Jersey. We have been having a big time in the big city of New York, and then we popped back over the river and went over to Secaucus for the weekend. And we are going to do a show from the show floor here at Beneath the Sea as they celebrate their 40th. And our 19-year anniversary celebration has continued. And we'll cover some of the stuff that we can talk about. And then, of course, file the stuff that we're not allowed to talk about that happened for another day. And blackmail, you know, is what we do here on the big show. So a lot of people up here at the show. Neil Watson, the dive guy. Jerry, the diver guy, is with me. Yes, he is here. Also, Abington from the Abington Watch Company. Aria. Mermaid Aria, who we talked to the other, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, and how are you doing?
Good.
You came up from Florida here as well to come up to the big show, huh?
Absolutely, all the way from Pompano Beach.
Pompano Beach, and you're sharing the love of the new wreck that you guys are getting ready to offer down there in Pompano, right?
Absolutely. In July, we're actually having a... The date is not exactly definitive as far as the day, but it's going to be in the month, mid-month of July, that we're going to be sinking the wreck of the Newtown Creek.
Yes.
It's a 300-foot-long tanker sludge bar.
Well, tanker sludge. It's being turned into a casino boat.
Yes.
An underwater casino, if I'm mistaken. Am I mistaken? I probably am.
Yeah, underwater casino. We're actually going to be giving out clamshells instead of hard box.
Yes, exactly. So you might have actually a chance to win something. No, literally, they're setting up some like underwater sculptures of people playing cards and all kinds of crazy things like dice and, I don't know, some kind of underwater sculpture casino vibe thing on the boat or something. Am I right?
Well, what's going to happen is that there's the Olive Casino, which is donating all of the retired gaming tables, and then they're going to be utilized into basically like a diver sitting at the tables, and they're giving, you know, their high fives and, you know, taking their selfies and being able to reenact that they're playing at a gaming table.
Yes. So you can go down underwater on this wreck when they sink in sometime in July, maybe around the 4th or something. I don't know. I was told they're trying to do it like the week after the 4th of July.
Yeah, week after the 4th of July, because 4th of July is such a crazy time at that moment with everyone, you know, and putting all the fireworks shows together.
So. Right.
You already have enough people already on the water, and then having, you know, to add in that sinking would be probably too much going on. So the next week after would probably be ideal.
Yeah, well, and the cool thing is obviously Aria's up here working with the Pompano Beach Tourism Board and telling people up here in the Northeast that are at Beneath the Sea about this new wreck that they're about to sink. However, the wreck is here. And it's actually being scuttled, or not scuttled, but they're just getting ready to tow it down to South Florida from Jersey or something up here, right?
It is actually supposed to be in transit, leaving this weekend.
As we speak. And it's going to make the trek from the Northeast up here in Jersey and make it, down there to Pompano or Miami. They're going to do some cleaning. It'll take a month or two and all that kind of stuff, and then they're going to sink it. So I know you're excited because you're a boat captain there for South Florida Diving Headquarters. So do you already have the GPS spot marked? Do you know where they're putting it?
I don't have the GPS coordinates just yet. But I do know that it's going to be about a mile and a half just north of the Pompano Pier.
Yeah. You will be one of the first people to dive it, I have no doubt, right?
I will be ready.
Yes, because you'll be running the boat, but as being a boat captain, one of the prerequisites or requirements that you demand of Captain Cocktail, who runs South Florida Diving, headquarters is that you get to dive it before anyone else or before you start taking people to it. Am I right? Come on, Aria.
Well, I think we're all going to be vying who's going to get in the water first.
Yes. All right. Well, and I have a feeling if she wants it, she's going to get it. This girl is ex-military, so you don't want to piss her off. Trust me. All right. So, Aria, we've been having a good time. Jerry the Diver Guy was with us in New York. Aria and her brother was with us in the big city celebrating the 19-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And we did a couple Broadway shows. We took Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, come on over here. We took Jerry the Diver Guy to the big city. Have you ever seen anything like this in your life, Aria?
I have, but seeing Jerry witness his first Broadway show, that was awesome.
Yeah, what do you think of that? What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, you like this stuff up here in New York City.
Well, it's always great.
It's a big city for you. You know, it's a little change from the mountains of Virginia, isn't it?
It's a little city.
It's a little city.
From the big mountains.
Yeah, but you're not used to that whole Big Apple thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But you like the diving, though.
Oh, yeah.
Love the diving, but the big city was something new. And before we started the dive show, we went over to Broadway, caught the show Disaster. After we met some of the stars from the show at Sirius XM, we had a little visit with our friend Human Newman up there and met the guys. And Jerry, I told him, I said, this was your first Broadway show. And so will it be your first and last? Or, I mean, you seem like you had a pretty good time there, buddy.
Well, if I can find another good comedy like that, yes, I will go to another. And it was a good show.
Disaster is the name of it. And it has a limited run through July up here in New York. You ought to go see a very, very funny play that they are musical, I should say. So now our musical is your new thing. You're going to take that back to Virginia?
Well, we need some spring water to go with that musical.
Well, okay, that might help. That might help you, execute your own little musical. Actually, I think I've seen you do that before. You didn't realize you had already, you hadn't seen a Broadway show, but you'd kind of created one in your, like a one-man show here before.
No, spring water will do your body good, and you do all kinds of stuff with it.
All right, well, it's the universal, it brings everybody together, whether you're from the mountains of Virginia or Secaucus, New Jersey, New York City. You name it, Jerry's enjoying it. All right, so we got Jerry, we got Aria, we got Abingdon from the Abingdon Watch Company, and she gave us a couple watches to give away at Beneath the Sea. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you excited or what? This is your first time ever for Beneath the Sea, too, right?
Yes, my first BTS. I'm actually really enjoying it.
It's a weekend of firsts. We took Jerry to his first Broadway show. We brought Abingdon up for her first big consumer dive show here for the dive industry, and she's meeting and hobnobbing with everyone, having a great old time, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's a little hungover, so now she's getting the vibe of what it's like to work one of these dive shows.
Everybody is pretty crazy. Karaoke is a must. Apparently, you have to do that.
Yeah. So. I missed this, but evidently, Abingdon and who did Bohemian Rhapsody at the karaoke bar last night?
Neil.
Oh, really? Neil from Southern Cross Club. Yeah. It was you and Neil that did that.
Yeah. We closed down the bar.
Wow. See, but that's what the divers do. They get together, do wacky things like karaoke and God knows what. When we're not diving, we're trouble. Is that what you're learning there, Abingdon, or what do you think?
Pretty much, yeah.
Slightly twisted. Karaoke is, if it's there, it's something you just got to mark off the list, I guess, right?
Exactly.
So you did the whole a cappella part of Bohemian Rhapsody, the whole thing? You guys had it down, huh?
We got the entire place involved in this song, so it was very much a collective audience that was singing with us, which was good because he and I we don't do Freddie Mercury any justice whatsoever. So it was good to have backup.
Yeah. Well, it's good that everybody was a little liquored up. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Oh, yeah. Liquid courage for sure.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. All right. And you're showcasing your Abingdon watches, and people are digging them. I mean, you're wearing two of them. Just in case you look at the wrong arm, is that what it is?
Hey, if I had three wrists, I'd wear three watches.
Well, there you go. Okay. So she's got her watches, and like I said, we've been given we donated one to the silent auction here Beneath the Sea. They got a really nice program that funds some scholarships and things like that. And then we got one that we're giving away here in our Scuba Radio booth as part of our 19-year anniversary and their 40th. So we thank you for that, Abingdon.
Absolutely. The Marina is a dive watch that goes down 660 feet. It's an automatic. It comes in 8 different colors. You can check it out on theabingdoncompany.com. And just take a look at our dive watches. We make all sorts of aviation, travel, and really durable timepieces.
They are really nice. They are very classy, but very functional, and just really cool watches. The guys dig them. The ladies really love them. The colors she offers are pretty remarkable. TheAbingdonCo.com, right?
That's right.
So go there, check out these Abington watches, and maybe you can pick up one for yourself. All right, so we also have a new mermaid. It's our 19-year anniversary, as we celebrated last week and continued it over into Beneath the Sea this weekend. And we brought a 19-year-old mermaid. Isabella is with us. How are you, Isabella?
I'm doing wonderfully. I'm having a great time.
Thank you. So first time out as a mermaid.
And first time at a dive convention.
First time at a dive show. However, you have been diving for a while. So your certification level is what?
Open water.
But you want to get into the dive industry.
Right.
How was your first mermaid experience, your outing?
A ton of fun. I loved it.
All right. Well, we got a lot to cover here at Beneath the Sea, the 40-year anniversary. We're going to talk to a lot of folks that we know and you've heard on the show before, and also talk about some cool new products that are making their debut. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at Beneath the Sea, the 40-year anniversary of the big dive show here in Secaucus, New Jersey this weekend. Now, I said we're going to travel the aisles and talk to some of our dive industry friends as we celebrate this event together, but also check out some of the cool new products that are making their way to market soon. And one of them, I believe this is the USA debut. Am I right, Benjamin?
Yeah. That is the first autonomous underwater camera that follows you during a dive. It's eye bubble.
Eye bubble. Now, we've been talking about this on the show over the last few months. We've been seeing it, you know, the press releases, the Facebook posts, and all that kind of stuff. This basically is a underwater ROV that follows and videotapes you, kind of like a one of these quadcopters on land. Am I right?
Yeah, and it's totally hands-free. So you start to dive, you have eye bubble with you, and you just tell eye bubble what to do. You have a connected wrist. And some with some predefined scenario on it, and you just tell eye bubble, okay, do a 360 around me during my descent. After that, follow me, my back or on my side, at the front. If you have an octopus in a hole, you can just call eye bubble. It comes to you. And
it's like a dog. It's like your own little pet underwater.
Yeah.
It'll follow you around, videotape
like a buddy.
You. The ultimate selfie, I guess, if you're underwater.
Yeah, exactly. And also, we have a really cool feature. If you have a shark or a turtle a little bit too far from you, you grab eye bubble, you push on a button, it will do image recognition, and it will track and follow the turtle during 25 meters and come back to you.
Wow, so it'll film the turtle, follow him, and then come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is so cool. So are you the guy who actually invented this thing, or is there a team of developers from where? Where are you from, Louisiana? Where are you at?
We are from France.
France, okay. I knew it was something like that, yeah.
It's one guy from our team who invented this product, Kevin, in fact.
Yeah.
And now we are a big team of engineer, marketers, salesperson, communication, and everything to build that product and to make eye bubble a reality.
Yeah.
And that's why we launch a crowdfunding campaign this month. And you will be able to pre-order eye bubble this month directly to a real special price. Our future retail price will be $2,200.
Right, okay.
And for the crowdfunding campaign, we will launch the product at only $1,500.
Nice. So if you help them out on their crowdfunding campaign, which you said launches this week or very shortly?
Yeah, before the end of this month.
Ah, very nice. You'll get that preferred pricing if you go to check out the crowdfunding site there for iBubble. So the thing you're showing here, this is a mock-up, not even a prototype yet. You're still, you've got all the R&D done, and it's been done and completed.
Yeah, exactly. And you will see a functional prototype also on our webpage for the crowdfunding campaign in the video as well. And we are working now to put everything from the prototype in this design.
Nice. And so the crowdfunding campaign will launch very soon, or if it's maybe by the time they hear this, you can go find their crowdfunding thing. And then you hope to bring it to market when? Next year sometime or what?
Next year, exactly. Yeah, we will be able to deliver it next year around May or June.
Yeah, and are we talking about worldwide? Or are we talking France first?
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Big stuff. But this is your first time to a U.S. dive show.
Yes,
You've been just doing this online and keeping it to all your French friends, I guess.
Not only the French people. We've done a lot of advertising and communication with the diving community all around the world.
Yeah.
And we're really proud to see a lot of people who know us there in U.S. and in New York City.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. We have a lot of fun there, and we hope to have more fun in U.S.
Yeah. Now, have you taken it down underwater with your friends while you're doing the R&D and testing, and people go, oh, my God, there's an alien underwater, or what is going on?
Yeah, it's really cool, and when we do the test of the prototype as well in the swimming pool, but we have a big depth, we have a lot of people who see the prototype and say, what is that? It's just so cool. And
it looks like a model mock-up from the abyss or something. It's pretty cool, really high-tech looking, but fairly portable. How heavy is that going to be?
It will be around 5 and 8 kilos.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, the price tag isn't bad for something that's going to videotape you, and I assume it's like high-def, like a high-end GoPro kind of thing, or what?
Yeah, you can use your own GoPro inside.
Oh, you put your own camera in there.
Yeah. The first version will be available only for GoPro for the moment.
Yeah.
And you can use Aero 3 or Aero 4 or the next one as well.
Yeah. Now, and it's all wireless. It all just follows you. You have like a little wrist mount dive watch kind of thing or whatever that'll track it.
It will be the size of a compass.
Yeah.
And you will be able to choose the scenario that you want to use directly. For example, the follow me mode or the 360. You will be able also to call Hiveable to come back to you, or also start and stop recording directly from your wrist.
So if you're diving with your Hiveable, I mean, does he count as your buddy? Is this like robot dive buddy?
He can't say okay, but yeah.
He can say okay, can film you and all that kind of thing. Can't necessarily bail you out, but that's cool. So, and what are the limitations of it? How deep can it go and all that kind of stuff?
You can go to 200 feet with it. Wow. You have 1 hour battery life. Two integrated lights with handle. You have 8 propellers, so Hiveable can move in all the directions.
So, and you can't outswim this thing. I'm guessing it outswim us. Am I right? It's pretty fast underwater?
Yeah, exactly. It will swim at 2 knots, yep. And you can evolve in a current up to 3 knots.
So what keeps it from bumping into my dive buddy? If I don't, or do you do that and just say, I got
no,
my Hiveable? Ramming speed, please. So cool.
Thank you.
And I would imagine this is going to be something that Hollywood's going to jump on. They're going to start using this type of thing for some of their underwater filming, you think?
We don't know, and we hope so, yeah.
But really, you're making this for the recreational dive market. So you want this to be in the hands of the average diver to go out on their dive. You're never in your own films. Now you can be with the Hiveable, I guess, right?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Looks cool. Sounds cool. Crowdfunding now. Hivebubble.com, I guess?
Hivebubble.camera.
Oh, Hivebubble.camera. Okay,
yes,
there
exactly.
You go. It has its own
domain. And we have a
thing.
Facebook page as well, Hivebubble Camera. Yeah. So you can like us directly on our Facebook page.
Excellent. Well, good luck to you, Benjamin. Look forward to some things from the Hivebubble and getting mine soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. More coming up from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest diving event pretty much on the East Coast, if not, that show and the Scuba Show in June are the two biggest consumer shows by far. And they're really having a ball here at the show. It looks very busy, by the way, and cool to see new products like Hivebubble coming to market. Now, I've just walked a few booths away from there. And I'm joining my buddy Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. What do you think of that Hivebubble thing there, Peter? Pretty cool. You're into techie stuff.
It kind of scares me a little bit. The thing is going to follow me around while I'm underwater.
This is like it's like a robot dive buddy.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it might film things that I don't want other people to see.
Well, I'll tell you what. You need this because you're going down in Grenada on your rebreather by yourself to, like, God knows how many, depths, or at a depth that's like ungodly that no one would want to follow you, but now you have this.
Yeah, but then, you want to spend some private time with the mermaids and, it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. It's on one of those other Gawker type sites, yeah, and making millions. It could be a lot of crazy things going on with that.
Exactly.
Leave it to Peter to come up with that angle on it for sure. But how are things in Grenada?
Oh, Grenada is just awesome. I was just telling Ross here how wonderful it is, and she was asking the question. What question was it you were asking?
Yeah, Roz from the UK is here with us too.
Hello, both. What is in the water at the moment? Because I've not been to Grenada, so what are you seeing at the moment?
I tell you what, you come next week, I guarantee you, you'll see me on a rebreather.
Aha!
Oh, I my heart beats.
Isn't that amazing?
It skipped a beat.
Yeah, and then we'll dive like those beautiful shipwrecks, starting with the Bianca Sea or the Shaken, and see wonderful marine life and just be awesome.
What do you think, Ross? What do you think about diving the wreck, the Shaken? She's looking at me like, what was that you just said, Greg? That is not appropriate. No, that's the name of the wreck down there in Grenada, the Shaken.
And what? Shaken. What is
Moneymaker,
it?
Kind of.
What was it?
It's a cargo ship.
Yeah, so, okay.
200-foot cargo ship.
Yeah. In Grenada. And you can dive with it at Aquanauts Grenada. And just go to aquanautsgrenada.com. You get more information on that. All right, we got more coming up from BTS.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. Now I moved over to Fiji. That's the cool thing about this. You can walk down the aisle and, you know, you're talking about equipment here. And then you walk over into another place and you visit the island of Fiji. One of my favorite places on the planet. And I got Nick from Voli Voli and his new grand poobah of marketing. Is that right?
Very close. Yeah. Global marketing manager.
Okay, close enough. Do you like that or no?
Well, it's a poo bar, I think.
It's a poo. Who wouldn't like to be a poo bar? Come on, let's be real. But Sandy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So we were bonding at the bar last night, as we sometimes do here at these diving events. And what I wanted to talk to you guys about is, obviously, you had a big storm a couple months ago, and it created quite a ruckus over there in the Fijian Islands, and there's been a lot of stuff on Facebook and that kind of thing. But Voli Voli Resort, one of my favorite places on the planet, is how's it doing? First off, Nick, give us the lowdown firsthand, right here on the show.
Well, I guess it was pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We had over 350 kilometer hour winds.
It was the second largest cyclone in recorded history that made land or something like that. Is that what it was?
Yeah, correct. It was the second largest storm ever recorded to make landfall, and the first largest storm ever to make landfall in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
And the eye wall passed directly over Voli Voli.
Yeah, and you rode it out at the bar there at Voli Voli.
The start of it.
the start of it. And then you had to change.
And then he got a bit busy.
But the bar is still there. Please tell me it's still there.
Yeah. We're
okay, that's all we need to know. See you later. No, it's good. They have so many things there. But yeah, about halfway through, you had to run over to your home residence or something, and a roof blew off or God knows what. What the hell happened?
Yeah, it was pretty scary. We lost the roof off our house. My brother's house was decimated. We lost a few roofs off some of the buildings throughout the resort as well.
Do you really even need a house in Fiji? Wouldn't you rather just sleep under the stars there at that island paradise or what?
Oh, I do half the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. Once again, it goes back to the bar, I guess, right?
Exactly. Well, look, on a little more serious note, we did have guests in-house, and nobody was hurt.
Nice.
Very lucky. We were fortunate enough that 2 days after the cyclone to be able to float plane them out, much to their disgust. They didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay and help clean up.
That's nice.
It was very nice. And, you know, it's been wonderful the amount of support that Fiji has received so far, through donations and aid and people wanting to come down and help. Probably one of the things that Fiji needs the most right now is for people to keep coming to Fiji.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sandy.
I was going to say, we were really fortunate too, because none of our dive boats were damaged. And the Fiji Siren starts operation again on 14th of April.
Right.
Our brand new dive shop just was completely untouched.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah, so we're really fortunate. We've got our dive operations up and running again. Mm-hmm. And we're just housing some of our booked guests in the resort next door. But we're able to keep that going and continue to show them what Fiji's got to offer under the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the storm didn't really mess up the reefs, did it?
No, not at all. I did a series of dives and sort of got a report together, and overall we had less than 10% damage. Don't get me wrong, we have had one or two dive sites that have been badly affected, so we'll give them a break for a little while.
Yeah.
But we've got over 60 dive sites to choose from, land-based, so we're pretty lucky there.
Yeah. I mean, this place is an island paradise, both above water and below. Now, as far as the greenery and stuff, I mean, you guys had just great landscaping there at the resort. Has that had to be kind of you're replanting new stuff, or did that kind of survive a lot of that, or what?
Well, there wasn't a leaf left on a tree or
something. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I've heard that happens.
But with that said, we've had a little bit of rain since then, and it's amazing how quickly things can regenerate in the tropics, and the flowers are back now, the leaves are back, there's greenery around. We did lose quite a few big trees. We've taken away over 400 truckloads of debris and rubbish. And just got straight on with the job.
Nice. Now, Sandy, what about the fact of getting there? Is the infrastructure getting to the resort, is that kind of back to normal already, or was there any issues in that regard?
No, absolutely. Fiji Airways was flying within 3 days after the storm. They've got their daily flights going from Los Angeles still. The roads are excellent. So transferring up to our region is still very easy. The plus for us out of this has been we've got this amazing rebuild plan underway currently. Yeah. We've got 8 new beautiful luxury villas planned in our rebuild with private swimming pools. So we're excited about the fact that in 12 months' time, Bali is going to have developed that much more.
Nice. So this is kind of expedited some of your improvements, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And like Sandy said, it's exciting. It's expensive excitement.
But yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it came through a little bit sooner than we were expecting. However, we're going to take the opportunity whilst we are closed right now. We want to take that opportunity while we've got no guests in-house to get on with construction. We've employed twice the amount of staff in our construction company, and we're well underway.
Nice. Well, I was surprised to see you guys here. I thought you had your hands full over there still cleaning things up a bit, but it's nice to see you here, Nick.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be here. I was there during the cyclone. This is the first time off the resort since then.
So I asked you this last night, so I know the answer, but you got to share this. After going and living through an experience like this, a Category 5 cyclone, right?
Correct.
Would you do it again?
Not if I didn't have to.
Not if you didn't have to. Okay. Yeah, so you would have, after you're doing it, and that's what I hear from a lot of people. You know, you go through one of these storms, or go through a minor, like a 2 or 3 or something, it's not that big a deal. Like, oh, I can survive this. But did you have any idea how ugly it was going to get about halfway through? And when it kind of, you know, started to change your plans for your cyclone party there, you figured you'd, you know, just kind of hunker down and do that?
Look, you know, when, like I said, the eye of the storm passed directly over us, and so we went from having 350-kilometre-hour winds to absolutely nothing for 30 minutes. And I went outside and went and checked on everybody, got a few things out of the office, took my computer and whatnot, and I looked up, I could see the stars.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then the other side came through, and like sharks started flying through the air like a Sharknado or something, or what?
Definitely. And they, like they say, the second part of the storm's always much stronger.
Yeah, and it was. And that's when you ended up having the issues.
Yeah, you can't imagine the sound and the change in pressure. Your ears are popping like you're flying up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I wasn't there, but I'm glad you guys all did well. And it's awesome to hear the resort has survived well. And if people want to go there to volleyball, like you said, if you want to support Fiji, sure, there's like, you know, the Red Cross or the, you know, you can get online and
it's actually, aside from people coming, which is the most important, if people do want to support the local people of Fiji, they can go directly to our website, which is volleyvolley.com. On our homepage, on the landing page, there is a button there that you can click on to make any donations. Yeah. Every dollar counts.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, usually when you go to Fiji, it's kind of cool to bring, like, eyeglasses and school supplies for some of the local villages. What are they needing now?
We were talking about people have lost a lot. So even simple things like, you know, if you were traveling there, take some deflated rugby balls or footballs, or because the kids, you know, a lot of what they had in their homes was destroyed. T-shirts is another simple and easy thing.
Yeah. T-shirts, shoes, first aid equipment, you know, anything that you can think of, old reading glasses, makeup for the ladies. They've lost everything. These people, you know, sometimes it's a bit hard to comprehend that people have lost everything. When I say they have, they've literally lost their whole house. There's nothing left. There's not a wall standing.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, Sandy, if you really want to help the entire community, just come there. Spend your money. Enjoy a bit of paradise. And that income that comes to the island does help big time.
That's absolutely right, and understand that paradise has returned. You know, this storm was a out-of-the-box event. It's not something that we would regularly have.
Right.
Volley Volley is extremely well built, so for it to have been damaged during the storm gives you an idea of... it was a real, as I said, an unusual event. So Fiji is very safe. We really want as many guests there as we possibly can, and that's what's going to help us recover.
Yeah, and officially the full resort's back open. What was it? What did I read? Like June, July time frame? Is that what the plan is?
Or? We're going to be open. We're open for dive groups in about June. But a full reopening is going to be April next year with all those improves. And one thing Nick touched on is we're actually taking the opportunity to really upgrade the resort as well. So we're going to go from a 3.5-star to a 4-star when we reopen. So
nice.
It'll be very exciting.
Yeah. But the beer is still on tap.
First thing we got up and running.
Priorities. Exactly. I knew that. It's like they got beer on tap there. It's one of the freakiest things right there in Fiji. Just one of the many extras you get with the Darling family when you go to Voli Voli. There's the latest update on Fiji, and we got more coming up from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
What? What do you mean? What is he talking about? Daryl Hammond, SNL. We were over there at Studio AH for a little tour there. It's all Seth Meyers' warm-up act before his late-night show. And was hanging out there outside the studios of Saturday Night Live. And did not see Daryl. We saw one of the other comics there wandering about preparing for Saturday Night Live tonight. So there you go. All right, so look, we're at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. And I have Abington from the Abington Watch Company with me. You're having a good time, right? First dive show. You're enjoying what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, having a great time.
All right, it's time for you to meet some living diving legends, or just legends, period. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this right here is my good buddy, the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. Abington, meet the dive god.
Abington. My name is Veal, all right? The dive god. You won't forget that, right?
He just got down on one knee for me.
He did. That's what he does. And this is Captain Slate. This is Captain Slate from Key Largo. Oh, he can't get down on knee. He doesn't need to.
Sweetie. Yes. And Abington is a lovely lady. Where'd you find her?
Well, she's a super pilot and a diver as well. And she has these cool dive watches and things she has and that kind of thing. But he does. He feeds fish with his face. And Neil breaks cement blocks with his head while it's on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Well, that's just one of many things. But, yeah, she's looking at Captain Slate's video of the green morays there at the Creature Feature. And you're doing that, what, twice a week right now?
Just Friday morning, Sunday morning.
Yeah. How's that look? Would you like to do that, Abington, on your next dive down to the Keys?
Heck, yeah. That looks awesome.
Yeah. He sticks these little ballyhoo in his mouth and barracuda come and eat it right out of his mouth. Yeah, Neil did it.
No, that's the one. That's the one. He fed a barracuda in the Bahamas once.
Yeah. The barracuda didn't like the bait. He liked my vinegar.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, they're sharing scars, that kind of thing. That's what happens when you get these diving folks together. Now, Abington has heard all about the dive god, but now this is the first time you've actually met him. Yeah. Has it lived up to the hype that I told you about?
Completely exceeded.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 world records for the dive god.
Yeah, I know. No,
and most of them I don't recognize. I mean, especially the deep diving.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
He's holding up his hand, and it's all twisted and contorted in a way that doesn't look like it should be. That's just what Neil does. Nice icebreaker there for sure. Right. Well, how you doing, Captain Slate?
Good. We're doing good. Everybody's here. You can see the floor is full of people.
Yeah,
talking away. In fact, I mean, it's like a nice little break to talk to you, because everybody's been coming by and we're having fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, yesterday here at Beneath the Sea, it was like 72 degrees. It felt like we were in Florida
exactly.
Almost.
Exactly. We're in shorts.
Yeah. But today, it feels like we're in New Jersey.
Exactly. Changed overnight.
Yeah. That's what it had. Yeah, that's what it is. But that's good, because it gives them a reason to come down to Florida and that kind of thing. So business has been good down there in the Keys?
Good. Oh, yeah. Well, we had a pretty windy winter, but now it's got back to spring weather, and we hadn't had a blowout day in over 2 weeks. We're having fun.
Nice. And Neil, you got big news to share with everybody right here exclusively on Scuba Radio as we speak.
Big news. Effective yesterday, Neil Watson's Bimini Scuba Center is relocating to the Bimini Big Game Club, Back to the Future, where I was at 30 plus years ago. And it's the Watson dynasty that is there. My son, Neil Jr., which was born there, is running the dive operation. My daughter, Beth, is handling the reservations and the marketing for the resort. And, of course, I'm just playing over there, having a good time. But nice. We also have Steve Riley, which is the general manager, which I'm thrilled to be working with. They've done an amazing job with the resort. They put like $5 million into renovations. And the boat's like brand new. Steve.
And it's nice to see Steve again, because I know him back from the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
Yeah, he hosted us many years ago with the show. And so now you're running the show at the big game with Neil then and the crew, right?
Yeah, I actually moved it back over to Bimini after the Cayman Islands. I've been all over the Bahamas, but Bimini about 6 months ago to take over this renovation project for the new ownership and bringing Bimini Big Game Club Resort Marina back on the map. Still the same size property. We want to keep it in that traditional Bahamas feel.
Right.
We're not trying to become a big resort. We're 51 rooms, 75 slip marina, dive shop right there on the property. And now working with my old buddy Neil again.
That's right. It doesn't get any better than that. The Big Game Club is an awesome property. I've been there a few times. Like, we got to go back, Neil.
Absolutely. We got to do a show over there again.
We got to do a show. We got to take Abington over there. Jerry the Diver guy's never been to Bimini. We got to. You want to go, right?
I'm in.
All right. She's in.
Maybe I can get another gyrocopter and fly Abington over with the gyrocopter.
Yes.
I held the world's distance duration over water record in Benson gyrocopters. I flew one from West Palm to Grand Bahama Island back in the 70s. Yes. The little lawn chair, you know.
How long was that flight?
About 2 minutes long enough, because when I landed, it ran out of fuel. That was like an hour and a half. Seriously, it ran out of fuel.
And that's a world record. That's one of Neil's world records that he has.
That's awesome. I kind of have a record amongst my group and my flying. I ferry airplanes, and out of all the ferry pilots that I know, I'm the longest duration ferry leg. I did last November 18 hours.
Wow. Over,
that's insane.
Yeah, it was insane. It totally was insane. It was in a Cirrus aircraft, which is like a four-seater little piston propeller airplane.
Yeah, but you know, Neil also has a record for breaking the most bricks while they're on fire with his forehead.
Yeah, that is way cooler than flying an airplane.
Well, I'm just saying that could be your next achievement. That's what I'm encouraging you to do.
Everybody says, well, what was the sequence? I mean, did the deep dive make you dumb enough to do the other stuff, or did you damage yourself breaking 10 inches of concrete on fire with your head?
I think that one came first, is my guess. He's like the screw loose, but we love him for it. He's just twisted enough to fit into our little crew here at Scuba Radio. It's an honor to have the dive god, and then now we brought them all together. That's what they do here, Abington. We network our dive community. You love it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to continue to do that in hour two as we continue our broadcast from beneath the sea in New Jersey next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.